at the end of the day, it falls on me. Like the buck lands on me. I am the manager, so I will take full responsibility for what happens in my team, as I'm meant to be leading it. I'm meant to be overseeing it all. And yeah, I think it's a real interesting topic, right? Because plenty of people, plenty of managers, or plenty of people in their day-to-day lives, they'll just throw their staff members under the bus, or they'll throw their family members under the bus, or their friends under the bus, or they'll blame the economy, or they'll blame the job crisis, or they'll blame all this other stuff. But like I said, it's blaming gets you nowhere. At least being accountable, it gets you somewhere. Welcome back to the Prometheus podcast. Luke Anson here, and I'm joined with Andrew Lay. So I thought today we're going to... Yeah, it's going good, mate. How are you going?
You're going all right.
Back in it. Another day, another dollar.
That's it.
There's this real powerful quote I saw, Andrew, and I think you'd really like it. And I reckon we'll dive into this whole topic, right? The quote goes, "We're all self-made, but only successful people will admit it." And when I read that, it rings so true, right? Because, well, first of all, which I think we'll cover a little bit, is I kind of read accountability as soon as I read that quote, and I'll go with it again. We're all self-made, but only the successful people will admit it. I think there's a lot of us out there, and no doubt, I'm sure you and I have, you know, fell victim to it, you know, once or twice. I'm sure everyone has. It's a pretty human thing to do, but really, I think it boils down to people not being accountable for, you know, their own actions or their own position. And of course, you know, twists or turns happen in life, and we can't always control what happens to us. And terrible, terrible stuff happens to plenty of good people out there. So it's not to discount that. It's more saying, well, with the things that you can control, and there's a lot that you can control, you got some people who, you know, put the blame on certain things. And I think blaming gets you nowhere. But being accountable, it at least gets you somewhere. It gets you further ahead. Because I'll use an example, right? It reminds me of when, you know, a manager's like employee, like their staff member. It reminds me when they stuff up, because you can always tell the difference between, you know, a good manager and a poor one, or a great leader and a poor one. Because if you're a leader and your staff, or the people who kind of, you know, report to you, or the under you, whatever way you want to describe it, if they stuff up, you know, good leaders understand that that's their fault. Like, they're accountable for that. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of times, and I've seen it on a lot of managers, they don't. As soon as a staff member stuffs up, their manager throws them under the bus and just goes, "Oh, you know, they should have known, you know, I taught them that. They should have followed the right processes. They should know their job." And they get very defensive, because then they report to their one-up manager, right? So it's a lot easier to throw your staff member under the bus than it is to be accountable for it and say, that shouldn't have happened. That is my fault, though. Maybe I should have trained them better. They should have known better. But at the end of the day, it falls on me. The buck lands on me. I am the manager, so I will take full responsibility for what happens in my team, as I'm meant to be leading it. I'm meant to be overseeing it all. And yeah, I think it's a real interesting topic, right? Because plenty of people, plenty of managers, or plenty of people in their day-to-day lives, they'll just throw their staff members under the bus, or they'll throw their family members under the bus, or their friends under the bus, or they'll blame the economy, or they'll blame the job crisis, or they'll blame all this other stuff. But like I said, it's blaming gets you nowhere. At least being accountable, it gets you somewhere. So what are your thoughts on it all?
Yeah, I believe that we're all controllers of our life. You know, life may throw things at us, but it's up to us to choose how we react to things. We got to be accountable for the way things happen and what we do when it comes to like these situations. And, you know, a legacy is built from the ground up, not being the person that tries to take the easy way out. Does that make sense?
Yeah, exactly what it is. Well, it built from that ground up, right? You got to put that work in, and you have to be accountable, because again, everyone is self-made. Only the successful people admit it, because everyone else just blames it all. They'll just blame everything else. No one is gonna admit that it's their fault that their, you know, marriage fell apart. That's their fault that they don't have a good working relationship with their children, or that, you know, they have this issue with their sibling or their friendship with some, you know, guy or girl with 10 years, it fell apart because it's all their fault. Like, you hear those all the time. It's all their fault. You can take relationships, right? It's real big on relationships. A lot of people, they, as soon as a relationship burns, they then slag off that other person to the 100%. Like, it's always, they were too controlling. They were this. They didn't let me have freedom. They wanted too much. They were too clingy. They were blah, 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 blah. And they could list 10,000 things. But when's the last time you hear a mate, it just goes, yeah, you know, like, we both had our troubles. Like, I stuffed up a lot. And sure, like, you know, they might have stuffed up, but, you know, I burnt the bridge just as much as they did. Like, you don't hear those conversations. People just like to, like I said, throw people under the bus because it gives them the justification to sleep easier at night.
Yeah, because it's the easy way out, you know. Everyone doesn't want to admit that, you know, we're all flawed and we all have our own issues. And the moment we become, I don't know, we become accountable for our issues and our flaws, is the moment we can grow as an individual, and it's the moment that we can proceed to move further in life.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about. It's when you move further, because like I said, if you blame, if you can't take control of, you know, your employees, if you always blame other people, if you're never being accountable, then sure, it's the easy way out. Exactly how you just said, Andrew, it is the easy way out, and you'll go to bed easier, no doubt. But when you wake up the next day, you'll be in the same spot. You'll go absolutely nowhere. But if you're being accountable, it gets you somewhere. It gets you further ahead. And that's what it's all about. Sure, it's going to take pulling the Band-Aid off quickly. It's going to hurt in that instant. But it probably will be better for you instead of just slowly peeling it away, because at least you'll get further ahead. Whereas the Band-Aid's still on you. If you're, you know, slowly pulling it away, you wait a bit, wait a day or so, you keep trying, you're in the same spot. You're just, you know, you're just wasting time. We just talked about how time is valuable, and, you know, you really got to grasp it while we have it. Yeah, a real big one is just being accountable, holding yourself accountable. And yes, hold, you know, your friends and your family members accountable too. But
yeah, definitely.
At the end of the day, we always fall short on ourselves because we like to think, you know, we're all that. We like to think we're so great that we shouldn't really have to answer to anyone, that, you know, we always know what's best. But if you want to hold yourself with that mentality, then that's all cute. But make sure you understand it goes both ways and you're willing to pay the price. Because if you're thinking your idea is the right way, yeah, be damn sure you're accountable for when things, you know, hit the fan and it all comes crumbling down. You're the one who's first putting your hand up and saying, yeah, yeah, I'll take this L. Like, it's on me. I've made the mistake. I went left when I should have gone right. That's on me. I'll, you know, be accountable for that mistake. I'll be accountable for that action and, yeah, move forward from there.
If we take the easy way always, you know, eventually that easy way will become the hard way.
Oh, that's a bar. Yes, that's so true. Continue.
And, yeah, you know, and the hard way becomes the easy way. Life kind of plays like that. And, you know, we can choose which way we want to go. Do we want to take the hard way in life, or do we want to take the easy way in life? If we take the hard way in life, we kind of leave a path to inspire others. And by taking the easy way, you're not really kind of inspiring others. You're kind of trying to justify in your head that you're doing something great.
Yeah, and I think... And you just banged on something so important, because it always plays like that. And we've talked about it before, that it's the hard way at the start, but it becomes the easy way later. Whereas the easy way seems easy at the moment, but down the track, it will probably bite you more than it would if you were to just, you know, swallow that pill and move forward. Because taking that same example with, say, it's like with management, right? Or, you know, boss, your staff, and I'm sure people listening can always draw that line. You always see the managers who will never take any responsibility. They'll blame everyone. They'll, like, set these KPIs or want to get all their targets done, and then they'll just be whipping and being like, well, why aren't you working? Why aren't you being proactive? Why aren't we hitting our deadlines? But they're the people who have, you know, coffee breaks. They're the people who always come in late. They're the people who don't actually do any work. They just kind of manage and oversee everything. Whereas you could probably do that in 2 hours, and then the manager could probably get their hands a bit dirty and do some of that grunt work help out everyone else. But they don't want to do that because there's the easy way, right? The easy way is I have this authority. The easy way is I have this status. I get this paycheck. Mm-hmm. So you do what I want you to do. And when it goes wrong, you did the work. I didn't do the work. So it's not on me. But then all of a sudden, you're not hitting your targets. Everything starts going up in flames. The business starts crumbling. And you all could lose your job. And that easy way snowballs and turns into probably the hard way for everyone, because everyone needs to now look for a job as they're unemployed. But if you were to take the Band-Aid off quickly, if you were to swallow that pill, if you were to really dig down and be accountable and be responsible, put that extra work in and do that hard way first, then down the track, the work is getting done more. Everyone's hitting more KPIs because they're, you know, helping each other out. Everyone's staying accountable. Everyone's staying on track. And all of a sudden, it becomes more of that easier pathway because no one's stressing. There's no workplace angst. No one's, you know, talking behind each other's backs. There's no toxic environment. And I'm using work as an example, but this is transferable to nearly everything you do. It always snowballs when you can't be accountable. It always snowballs when you'd rather blame people that get you nowhere instead of being accountable that pushes you forward.
Thanks for tuning in to the Prometheus podcast, where we aim to bring the fire back to the people.